Israeli troops have attacked Palestinian demonstrators in several towns and villages across the occupied West Bank, injuring a protester. Violence erupted after Friday prayers when Israeli forces attacked Palestinians protesting against Tel Aviv's land grab and settlement activities. A 16-year-old teenager was wounded in clashes in Jalazoon refugee camp near Ramallah. Israeli military forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse protesters and detained several demonstrators. Clashes also broke out in the town of Birlin, as well as the villages of Nabi Saleh and Kaf Qadum. Thousands of Palestinians stage weekly rallies to denounce Israeli settlement activities and the separation wall, which has isolated large swathes of Palestinian territory. Let's talk to Press TV's Mona Candela, correspondent in Ramallah. Mona, over to you. Tell us more about today's demonstrations in the West Bank.
Well, several demonstrations have taken place today in the occupied West Bank following the Friday prayers. As usual in the Bilayn village, it's a weekly demonstrations held by Palestinians in Bilayn village against the separation wall as well as the illegal Israeli settlements. For solidarity, activists were arrested by the Israeli army, while dozens of participants have suffered from suffocation due to tear gas inhalation during the march. Today, the demonstrators raised Palestinian flags calling for the ending of the Israeli occupation, the release of Palestinian prisoners, as well as the demolition of the illegal Israeli separation wall. Also, there was another demonstration near the Jalazoon refugee camp. It's to the north of the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah, where Palestinian youths took part in this demonstration. Israeli forces in the nearby illegal settlement of Beit El opened fire toward the those Palestinians and wounded five, among them a 16-year-old Muaz al-Ramahi, who was seriously injured after being shot directly in the chest. Another demonstration, also a major one, took place in the area near Abu Dis, in the what's called the Al-Quds Gate village, where also five Palestinians have been wounded, and among them a cameraman, a Palestinian cameraman, and others have suffered suffocation from tear gas inhalation. The Israeli forces during these demonstrations try to use force and maximum force to prevent Palestinians from taking part in such demonstrations or even to organize another ones in the future. However, the Palestinians believe that these demonstrations and protests are part of an illegitimate way in order to express their opinion, and it's a form of resisting the Israeli occupation and to send their call and their voice to the world that this Israeli occupation must end, and they will use whatever they can do in order to end this Israeli occupation, as what happened today during an operation in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. However, these demonstrations have become for the Palestinians as being carried on weekly basis, even without any specific occasion, but it's a kind of the routine way of life the Palestinians live here in the occupied West Bank.
Well, Press TV's Mona Candela reporting from Ramallah. Thanks, Mona.